I suppose my father was a bit of a romantic person. Didn't show it much. But on the 31st of December every year, he wanted all of us to hold hands, count down the seconds till midnight, and sing Auld Lang Syne. Even my mother used to shout to the neighbours, and we had an open door policy. But it was also very practical. And when he'd wake up in the morning, it was as if nothing had changed. The calendar had just moved on a day. Both my mother and my father tried valiantly for the sake of others to do give and take. And it was something that maybe my father did grudgingly. My mother was the motivator. But every year I think of with a certain amount of nostalgia about those New Year's Eves that we had together as a family. Both my mother and father were correct in their attitude. Yes, my father was correct about it just being another day. But it was the symbols that my mother used to reflect on. The birthdays, the Easters, the Christmas opening of presents. Those were the very important things in her life. So we come to the end of a year and we listen to what God has to say to us today. It helps us to look back on the events of last year, a bit like my mother used to do. There were good things and there's bad things. Things that caused strain and stress. Things that caused hurt. The same happened last year with us in many ways. Living in a world of COVID is not easy. But what we do have to look forward to is Jesus' promise, a new life beginning. And that ties in very much with the opening words of today's gospel. Just after Jesus has arrived, it says, in the beginning. So we start again, we start anew. The gospel is a bit of a prologue, like a musical. We know what the musical is about, where it's going to go. We know what will happen at Easter and next Christmas, as Father Anthony reminded us. But it's the events that are in between that will be joyful, nostalgic, sometimes hurtful. The one central thing we have is the readings from the Gospel. The declaration of our faith every week. The creed as we come to Mass on a Sunday. So now that Jesus has arrived, we have a whole new meaning to our lives once again. Slowly his light comes over us. He is our beacon. He is the one we are to follow. We're all very important to God. God is very important to us as much as we are to him. We can feel happy in ourselves that we are on a new journey, a new year of expectation, of hope, of love. Let's hope that this new year brings us all the things we want, and how we can also temper the things we don't want. But may the love of Christ enlighten you all in this new year. And maybe it be a holy and happy year.